Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Arnold Felipe Castro.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's go over here. Castro, okay. Hold on a second. One more second, two more seconds, three more seconds, four more seconds. Okay, sir, here you are. Would you be kind enough to state your name and ABC number again for the record?
Arnold Felipe Castro, 260-988.
Thank you, Mr. Castro. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Examining Premises for your revocation hearing. Regarding the one allegation, only one, and based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on May the 2nd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I say that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. They are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Leo Kiwanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your board chair this afternoon. The gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Castro and Mr. Turner, you both, we swear to tell the truth, the whole truth. Nothing but the truth will help you guard it and you so affirm.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I am going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona condition of super rule number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to Pima Reentry Center at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson, Arizona. All about June 14, 2017, and verbally or written directed on June 13, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under stronger from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Prescott, we implied that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and he was delinquent that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Lynn, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Corrani, sir, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of the supervision. Now we're going into phase two here, which is a very important phase, because he is a board to make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. So at this time, we're going to ask you to just hold on to the phone, and we receive some background information on you from the Department of Corrections, and we'll be back to you shortly. Mr. Turner, would you give us some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Castro was released from prison on 5/26/2017 and arrested on 4/14/2018 by Casa Grande PD. No new charges. He was returned back to ABC custody on 4/17/18 with an adjusted CSED of 7/24/18. With 304 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, aggravated DUI, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2011, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2013, dangerous drug violation, 2 years and 6 months. This is his third stay at ABC. He has a CUIR score of 2.2. Mental health score is 1, substance abuse score is 2. No STG information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2011 TIS release completed, 4 months. 2014 TIS release completed, 7 months. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs noted. Other arrests, 1997 theft, Arizona juvenile probation. 1997 marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 1998 assault, Arizona juvenile detention. He has a GB score of G5, V5.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. Okay, now we're back to you, sir. We just want to talk to you for a few moments, go over some preliminaries, and let you tell the board whatever you want to tell the board this afternoon, sir. Based on the information that we have, we do take note that when you were released, you were to reside at 520 West McMurray Boulevard, down in Casa Grande, Arizona. Did you remain there when you were out, sir?
Yes, sir.
And did you have any employment while you were out?
Yes, I was working.
Okay. What kind of work were you doing?
I was doing landscaping.
Oh, okay. There's always some opportunities there because there's plenty of things to do out here with the kind of landscaping. Absolutely. We commend you for having employment. We do take note that you were, the defendant was directed to attend substance abuse counseling at Hippin Associates, and you reported for your intake there, and the defendant verified with Hippin Associates that, well, the officer that the defendant did attend intake and awaiting to be assigned to substance abuse counseling. Did you do any of that substance abuse counseling, sir?
No, sir.
What happened there? Why didn't you do with it? Why didn't you take advantage of that, sir?
I had already been violated, and sir, I just got out, and to be honest with you, I got out of prison very young, so I was scared. I didn't want to come back.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I just got home. I wanted to be home, but I know that's a mistake.
That didn't quite work out for you. I do take note that you admitted to the use of methamphetamine as well as marijuana. How long have you had a problem with that? Probably may be the wrong word, but how long have you been using these drugs, methamphetamine and marijuana, sir?
Basically, my whole life, sir, since I was about 11.
Oh. Have you found any way to kind of wean yourself off of them? Well, sir, or is that just something that you're still dealing with?
No, I started getting off the drug all the time. I mean, I have stopped using methamphetamines while I was out. I was still working on my marijuana usage, you know what I mean? But then I got incarcerated again. But since I've been back, I've been doing all right. You know what I mean?
So you've been doing it since you've been back, because they tell me that you can't find them. They're at the prison, so you haven't been using any whatsoever since you returned, sir?
No, sir. I've got an outside job, outside service, so I'm just trying to work and do what I got to do to get back home.
Okay. Well, we can meet
you. Getting old, sir, you mean, and I know that, and I'm trying to come back. I didn't try to come back this last time, but I didn't make a mistake with coming from marijuana before I drove, so that's what my DUI was for.
We hope that you will, that in the future, we hope that you won't get tied up with drugs or DUIs, nothing of that nature, because you're one of those who can have a very productive life. Do you have family support at all, sir?
Yes, I do, sir.
Great. Well, who do you have supporting you, sir?
I have my sister, you mean my kids, and then I have a baby mama that helps me out.
Oh,
and yells at me about it when I mess up.
Yeah, how many kids do you have, sir?
I've got seven boys and three girls.
Okay. Tell my fingers and toes, correct? You have 10, so you're...
Yeah.
So you got to get out because you got to work to help take care of those kids. You know, when you have 10 and you got to, you know, bring you, you got to bring that... Be that role model for them. You know, I mean, they need you, sir, if I can say it. They really need you, so man, you got to get out there.
I know, sir.
You got to stay off those drugs, because if you don't stay off those drugs, guess what? They're going to get on those drugs. And that goes from one generation to the next one to the next one. And so you're going to stop it in your generation, sir. So there won't be no more drug use in your generation. Okay, sir.
I
want you to work on it. I mean, you don't have to do it, but there's a one bullet number. I want you to work on it so that we won't have to see you again in Orange, and you can be that productive citizen that we know that you can become. But at this time, I'm going to be able to have a bullet number, so I might have questions for you. Bullet members, any questions at this time? I don't see any questions at this time coming from other bullet members, sir. However, Ms. Kafka, this is your hearing. Therefore, I will give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board. before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination today. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Just, I appreciate the opportunity to see you guys and everything, and if you, I would like another chance if I can be sent to the rehab. It would really help me in rehab. I feel I'm doing all right in here, but they'll give you the coping skills you need in here like they do with the rehab. But if not, then I appreciate you guys' time.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. It may sound like we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among ourselves, and in keeping with the open meeting laws of Arizona, we want you to stay in the forum so that you can hear everything that we say at this time, so we don't do anything behind closed doors. Now the board is going into discussion. I do recognize the fact that Mr. Costco does have a future. He has that family out there, those kids out there, and I know he can be that great father that he can be if he just stay off of drugs. As he said, he started at about the age of 11, and here he is today continuing with the use of drugs, and I want him to stay off of drugs in the future. And he wants to get into another program. However, we do not have the ability here at the board, the executive clinicist, to get him into something like the Pima Reinterest Center, which is a great program. I know that was one of the programs that had been recommended to him, and that is a great program. But he's going to, if we don't do anything today, he's going to be out before the end of July at any rate. And I think it would just be good for him to stay there, come up with a plan, and when he gets out, then he can be ready just to have that plan, just write it down so that he can be a productive citizen. But I'm only speaking as one board member. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Yes, sir. Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Cornelius. Anything else? Yes, sir. Mr. Cornelius.
I do want to say that would be a wonderful
300
forums counties. I really don't think we need a good candidate to go, to, you know, to go back out, but we can't go past that long of an upscale.
Thanks so very much for that outstanding observation. Therefore, I'm going to move to find Mr. Arnold Castro, ADC number 260988, did violate terms and conditions of supervision that he was the delinquent. In as much as he used illegal substances, I believe that was methamphetamine as well as marijuana. And as my distinguished colleague pointed out, the fact he had 309 days of suspending. Therefore, I'm going to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Same. Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Cornelius. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision. I move that, and the board has unanimously voted to revoke his community supervision. However, he will be released on July 24th of this year. It won't be too long. Therefore, we wish him the best, and so that he can be that example for his kids and for the rest of the community. Good luck, sir, and your hearing is over, and thanks so much for your participation. And would you put the 03 back on, sir? Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hearing is over.